Back in mid-March, more than 10,000 Lexington-area residents participated in a kind of sound-off evening event. This past week, members of a Lexington Council Committee got an overview of the on-the-table comments. The report came from Lexington Planning Director Jim Duncan, and it included everything from growth to transportation to green space. He says information was extremely valuable as planners formulated goals and objectives for the comprehensive plan. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray says it's always good to get citizens' input and feedback.
If we could do it routinely, maybe annually or every other year, it's a big expense, of course, for the foundation to do that, and it's a lot of work to do it, but it's really healthy for the city.
Gray is referring to the Bluegrass Community Foundation, which coordinated On the Table. Councilmember Kathy Plowman says it's important for council to listen to the comments made by citizens as it makes policy decisions.
We've asked for our community's input. They've given it to us. We need to listen. Or what does that say? You know, they're not going to really trust us if we're asking them for what they think, and we don't pay attention to it.
Planning Director Jim Duncan says some citizens weighed in on infill development.
There are better things that we can do to make infill work. The neighborhoods will give a little, the regulations need to give a little, the developers need to listen and participate.
In addition to comments related to planning development, Duncan said springtime topics like panhandling and heroin-related drug overdoses were also heavily discussed. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.